This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This afternoon, President Biden will stand with striking auto workers. He'll join the picket line in the suburbs of Detroit. Experts say they've never seen anything like this, a president joining an ongoing strike. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is a historic event, a historic trip, and this continues to show how indeed this president is the most pro-union president in history, and he stands by the side of workers.
Former President Trump will go to Michigan tomorrow and meet with striking auto workers. He's skipping the second Republican primary debate. Lawyers for Donald Trump say prosecutors are trying to silence him. Trump lawyers filed court papers last night slamming prosecutors' request for a narrow gag order in his 2020 election subversion case in Washington. Trump's attorneys call it a desperate effort at censorship that would prevent Donald Trump from telling his side of the story. Just days now until the government shuts down unless Congress gets the money flowing.
The House is expected to vote tonight on a package of bills to fund parts of the government, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces an insurgency from hard-right Republicans eager to slash spending, even if it means curtailing federal services for millions of Americans. President Biden warning them, saying, "Funding the federal government is one of the most basic, fundamental responsibilities of Congress." Meanwhile, the Senate is preparing its own bipartisan plan for a stopgap measure to buy time and keep offices funded past Saturday's deadline. I'm Julie Walker.
In Britain, Gatwick Airport, London's second busiest, is limiting flights this week, partly because of an outbreak of COVID-19 within air traffic control. Gas is 5 cents cheaper than a week ago. Gas is $3.83 a gallon. This is AP News. A lot of people are dying of hunger in Ethiopia, and you may be interested to learn about one of the factors behind this, according to officials.
Researchers say they verified 1,329 deaths from hunger in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region since a ceasefire ended a two-year conflict there in November. A study by local health authorities and Mekele University in the regional capital finds that hunger is now the main cause of death in Tigray, accounting for more than 68% of deaths investigated by the researchers. The total number of hunger deaths is almost certainly far higher than the sampling shows. One major factor is the suspension of food aid by the US and UN after the discovery in March of a huge scheme to steal humanitarian grain. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.